Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another encore presentation of The Dick Staub Show, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers about their life, work, and personal journey. Today, we continue our conversation with author Walt Wangren about his book, St. Julian. Well, this sticks on back with you. Our guest is Walt Wangren. The book is St. Julian, published by Harper San Francisco. We were just talking about communicating gospel in a timeless sense, in which it is again and again to each generation heard as if for the first time. Jonathan Franzen, who won the National Book Award last year for The Corrections, made this comment about writing today, and he said, "The novelist has more and more to say to readers who have less and less time to read." And then he says, "Where to find the energy to engage a culture in crisis when the crisis consists in the impossibility of engaging the culture?" It's a tough age in which to communicate, and particularly to communicate gospel and truth, I would think. When you think about Franzen's description of the age in which we live and your own calling, how would you describe what your task is as a writer?
First of all, I really do believe in the people who read. Despite what he said and how busy people are going on the internet and finding things there rather than in slow reading, I think that we still have a population that is willing to take a book and read it page by page.
Mm-hmm.
I trust in that.
Yeah.
It's been around for us for so long, and if we don't talk about books, we must talk about telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to the beginning of any kind of culture. I'm a teller of stories, and if I can do it well, it'll seem as if I'm there with the people who read or
yeah.
the people who listen.
Yeah.
And I trust that. I also trust their intelligence, that I will not speak cheaply to them or poorly to them, but at a level of wisdom and intelligence that they might respond to.
Talk about what you mean by speaking cheaply or poorly.
Well, there's a way in which we can just tickle the people's expectations.
Yeah.
I do think some, not all, but some movies do that. It's just an entertainment for a time.
Yeah.
For a particular evening, and then they do not think about it anymore.
Yeah.
But I believe that people are searching deeper than just entertainment and their immediate feelings, that there is a sense of finding where the spirit may look for a lodging. And I write to that.
Hmm.
I write to that anticipation. And I believe that we are not merely materialistic, but we are spiritualists.
Hmm. What additional challenges are posed for the writer who is Christian? I've talked to many writers who say, "I don't want to be called a Christian writer.
Yeah.
I'm a writer who is a Christian."
Yeah.
What's that distinction?
I remember that Madeleine L'Engle told me that same thing. And I think what it is this. They don't want to be seen as proselytizers, people whose only job is to change minds and to convert folks to Christianity.
Yeah.
On the other hand, any writer worth his or her salt is going to tell the truth of the world as they understand the truth. I am a Christian, and I am, as an Orthodox Christian, one who is able to declare what this truth is, even apart from my novels.
Yeah.
But if I tell it truly, if I get into human experience so that folks who read it feel what I'm talking about,
yeah.
then my point of view, which is a faithful point of view, will at the same time shape theirs as well.
You know, I have to say, as a communicator, when I look at Jesus, what amazes me is his ability to communicate to people at various stages in spiritual journey at the same time. I mean,
right.
there's certainly times when he took off the disciples and taught them very specifically, and other times when he spoke to the crowds.
Right.
But so much of his communication was to a broad gathering of people, and he had a way of communicating truth in a way that could hit all of them. And I thought of that while I was reading your book, because this is a book, it's a story, and the way it is told is a story that anybody can read, regardless of the faith perspective that you have coming into the experience, because I think because it is a telling of truth.
Good. I believe that.
And it's also not encumbered by cliche and religious language and this kind of, I don't know the right word, but I'm looking for a word that means repulsive, which is what so much proselytizing writing is, that you just feel you're being manipulated towards a conclusion rather than being told a story that just draws you in and in and in and lets you encounter truth from your own perspective.
There's a difference between arguing a truth, where you try to make people believe it by the argument,
yeah,
and telling a truth as an event which they can experience. If they experience it themselves, apart from arguing right or wrong, it'll become the shape of their lives. Those who tell the stories that are true to them and the experience to them, merely telling the stories with as much talent and craft as they can, will have the strongest effect. We can't always preach, but we can always tell the story.
Now, Christian publishing has just totally gone head over heels into fiction. And without asking you to make pejorative comments, I'll give my impression is that many of them are lacking in craftsmanship.
There you go.
And they are written with an intentionality to sell, and yet many of those authors have the deepest desire to be able to speak beyond the Christian audience. What's going on there?
I don't think they've read as much as they should have read.
Ah.
It really requires any writer who's writing today must know the craft and must know the conventions and must know the history. T.S. Eliot said that when a true craftsperson writes, the whole of literature moves over to allow this thing to take place among them.
Wow.
But he says that in order for that to take place, you have to know the whole past of literature. There are an awful lot of Christian writers now writing fiction who have not read Chaucer, who have not read Shakespeare, who have not read Samuel Johnson.
And how does it show itself in their work?
Well, because their sentences themselves are rough and uneducated, because the development of the story does not recognize the fullness of human experience.
Yeah.
We're in a craft here, and I don't care whether the people who teach us themselves are Christian or not.
Yeah.
If they know how to make this craft work, we better learn from them.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot of people now writing by instinct and instinct alone, not by genuine reading.
Wow. That's really, really...
tough.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for aspiring writers who are listening right now, who have a genuine faith but also would like to write stuff that is done in a craftsmanlike way and actually...
I beg them to read. I beg them to understand what part of the reading has moved them and then to write down why it has moved them. They must know the poets of the 17th century. They must know George Herbert, John Donne. They've got to know the people who are writing today, whether or not they're Christian. The people who have really understood this craft must teach us. But we have a sort of an arrogance, you know. We say we have the truth. Why should we worry about the craft since we have the truth? But, you know, if we put slouchy and terrible clothes on the truth, nobody's going to listen to us. We've got to dress right.
What writers influenced you the most?
I remember early that I was very much impressed by Thomas Wolfe. Not
yep.
Tom Wolfe, but Thomas.
Yep.
By Dostoevsky. I read him in high school. This is a man of profound craft. Shakespeare, George Herbert, John Milton. I'm talking about the classics.
Yeah, pretty.
Which an awful lot of people today neglect.
Folks, Walt Wangren is always enjoyable for me to talk with. And you can spend more time with him by picking up a copy of St. Julian, a book that is written by a craftsman, really at the top of his game, and a wonderful story to boot. This concludes our conversation with Walt Wangren. Thank you for listening to The Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's KINDLINGS. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.